Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Tipping culture is annoying, it's unfair, and worst of all, it's American, but it's already creeping right across Europe. That's according to the columnist with The Guardian Europe, Alexander Hurst. He was chatting about this on Breakfast earlier.
Well, I can see the beginning of tip creep. And in the United States, in terms of, you know, it used to be 15% kind of standard. Now you get iPads asking you for 20, 25, 30% standard tips. And it's expanded into many different areas well beyond normal table service at a restaurant. And I can see the beginning of that starting to happen in Europe. I think there's a greater social pressure wherever tipping becomes something that is a really public act that's observed by other people. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of being in a coffee shop and after you ordered your coffee, you know, the iPad screen pops up and it has suggested tip options and everybody behind you in line can see what you're doing. And so something that should be, you know, I really enjoyed this interaction with you, I'm going to leave a couple extra euros on the table for you, now becomes this moment of social pressure.
So that's the bit that really annoys me. When they come over with the debit card machine or, you know, the Apple Pay thing and you're paying and next thing the suggested 10, 15, often 18% comes up, or maybe you just want to go to the box down the bottom and tick the no tip option. But tip creep is a thing. John is with us in Offaly today. John, do you always tip?
Yes, I would if I'm out in a restaurant or in an area where tipping would be a norm. I wouldn't just tip everywhere I go. So taxis, restaurants, barbers.
Only for good service?
Only for good service, yeah. My view on this is that the tip is the reward for good service. It's not a payment for the service itself.
But you see, do you not think that has changed though, John?
I think it has. It's changing, but I don't think it's changing for the good. I think that it's becoming more of an expected norm. I think that the caller this morning was mentioning things like tip creep, where it's appearing everywhere.
Yeah.
I think it still should remain something of a, this, you've given me a very good service and here's a reward for that good service. It's not something you should be getting because you served me my dinner or because you cut my hair.
What about you, Margaret? Do you always tip?
Not always. Sometimes I'm actually intimidated into tipping, which I find irritating. But mostly, yes, I tip. Now, if I went out for a coffee or something like that, obviously I wouldn't be tipping. But I was just thinking there, listening to John, if you go to a restaurant for dinner and you have a bottle of wine, you could pay anything, you know, from 30 to 40 euro for a bottle of wine that, you know, in a retail outlet is probably about 12 or 15 euro. And then there's a percentage put on top of that, you know, to cover a tip, a service charge. That's quite irritating. But I like to tip for good service and for service received.
Yeah. I'm very similar to yourself and John, actually. Like, you know, I would always tip for always my hairdresser, if I was out for a meal, if I was out for lunch that was, you know, there was service involved or a couple of us there. Like, I was over buying a coffee last week and the machine was handed over for me to tap with my phone and 15, 10 or 18% tip suggested. I'm not giving an 18% tip because you poured me a coffee that I took away. There was no service involved.
And I think you're quite right, Andrea. That's insidious, really and truly. And as you said there, if people are standing behind you, they're kind of... You're intimidated into thinking the cheapskate couldn't do that.
Jesus, she wouldn't give an 18% tip. Like, there's absolutely zero service involved.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you.
So what's happened that we're doing it?
It's an American culture that's come in, I think, really and truly, you know?
Yeah. Do you notice, John, across Europe, though, that, you know, when you're travelling or if you're away, that more and more people are tipping there too?
A lot for work previously. I do think tipping is becoming more of a thing, but I don't see it as pervasively in, you know, some of the areas I would have visited in Europe. But I just to go back on Margaret's point for a second, I think tipping should definitely be for where your service has been enhanced in some way by the person, not just the service. Like, as you say, a cup of coffee is a cup of coffee. Across Europe, yes, but I do see it in restaurants. I mean, like, I wouldn't have extensive knowledge of living in other countries. So it would be kind of what I would see when I'm traveling for work. So you'd be tipping in restaurants, and it would be expected if you got a good service. But you do tend to get good service, I think, because like, we do have minimum wages and that here in Ireland, which does boost the salaries of people a little bit, whereas in other countries, the wage would be a lot less, and therefore they're boosting their salary with tips, and that kind of enhances the service, because they know if they give bad service, they get bad tips. So therefore, you tend to get better service that way. But I wouldn't be an advocate for dropping a minimum wage or that, but I kind of think that if people get a good service, they should reward that good service. Equally, if they get a bad service, they should call that out too in the place where they got the bad service.
Yeah. Would you ever call out bad service, Margaret?
Yes, but it would probably be extreme. I would actually, because I dislike this thing of, getting something and it's not to your satisfaction, and then you're going out and you're complaining about them. You're far better off to kind of say it to them, and not in an adversarial sort of way, but just to say, look, I haven't been terribly happy with, and you probably didn't notice something or other, rather than kind of get somebody's backs up.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel that tipping is the employers of the people. Should be the ones who are giving them a proper wage. And I don't see why I should have to subsidise the payment of a staff member just because their employer won't.
Well, no, you definitely shouldn't. Texter says, I used to tip between 5% and 20%, but not anymore, says this texter. The minimum wage is now €13, so I leave a fiver now, maybe a tenner, depending on the service, but no more this percentage of the bill. What about you, Lucy? Like, do you think tips are now just expected?
I think they are just expected, but a lot of people are earning below the minimum wage and they need the tip. If they give good service, no problem, I'll give them a tip. If the food is slopped down in front of me, no, I won't. And I will say, excuse me, that is not how you behave. I'm a human being, treat me like one, and I'll treat you like one.
Yeah. So you'd pull people up on it, you would?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. I'm useless at that, Lucy.
And there's no way I wouldn't. But, you know, why shouldn't you stand up for yourself? You know, if you let bad behaviour slide, it'll keep happening.
So pull people up on it.
You must, yeah.
And do you mind leaving a tip?
No, I don't mind leaving a tip. As long as it's, I guess, decent service, I will leave a tip. Now, if it's a thing like, you know, there's the iPad and there's people behind me, I don't care if they say I don't leave a tip.
Mm.
I'm very much, you know, you don't like me, fine, jog on. I don't really care what people think of me. I'm 61 now, and if they don't like me, they don't like me, tough.
And would you tend to, you know, if you got good service, like, would mainly are you talking about if you're out for a meal in the evening, or are you talking about lunch or taxis?
Either. Meal in the evening, lunch. Oh, I will always tip taxi drivers, always.
Always tip a taxi driver, yeah.
But I will always tip taxi driver. Because, you know, you're relying on them to get you from A to B safely. And, you know, I want to get there. I want to get there in one piece and all that. And I always found taxi drivers to be pleasant to chat to. And, you know, I think they've a hard enough job, you know. I mean, it's not that easy. I remember one time my husband was very ill in hospital, and I used to take taxis over to see him because it was just too much hassle getting buses and that, and I didn't drive. And I'd be bawling my eyes out in the back of the taxi. And the taxi drivers were so nice and so chatty.
Good.
And they really took my mind off it, because I was going from one side of the city to the other. And, like, this is years ago, and, you know, the traffic was terrible. And then I'd be bawling. And these are people I never met before. And I was probably never going to meet them again. Mm. But they were so nice.
So you didn't mind leaving a tip. Well, that's good.
No, not for that.
Yeah, listener here says you should always bring cash for tipping. Waiting staff don't get paid very well. Don't go to restaurants and get waited on hand and foot if you're not prepared to tip, says this listener. Stay home, cook and wait and just clean for yourself. Jay says tip only if you're happy with the service. If you're not, then just don't tip. A lot of restaurants now have a service charge. I wonder, do people tip then? I just want to ensure that my tip goes to the staff who have served me and not, I'm not sure if the service charge does in this case, says Jay. Joan Roscommon suggests that always tip, always go to funerals and you should always tip. My two rules to leaving a good footprint, don't tip if the service is abysmal. That is the only caveat. What about you, Brenda? Brenda Hyland Byrne is from the Irish School of Etiquette. Are the Irish good tippers, Brenda?
The Irish are always very generous, but just going back to the tip creep idea or whatever phenomenon, I don't know if that's all that new. There is a different situation going on in the States. A lot of people are actually just earning what is tipped, like they don't really get a proper wage. It's a different thing. Here in Ireland, we have the minimum wage. We also have the situation where people are legally entitled to receive even electronic tips now. And, you know, the restaurateur, for instance, must distribute that in a fair manner. So I think it's all about your discretion and whenever you see fit. That's what everybody has been saying here. And I just have one other little thing that really gets in my own goat, and that is training. Do people get trained to serve in restaurants anymore? I often wonder, between falling across you, handing food to other people, slapping around, you know, even the cutlery. There seems to be some sort of a fallout here, and it might necessarily, if it's a young person especially, they may not be educated in how to do the job right, and therefore they're not going to get the tip. But besides all that, there's a lot of other tipping, the porters in hotel, the housekeeping, like it goes on and on. So really, it's wherever you are and whatever the service is that you feel it's at your discretion.
Yeah, but just to go back to the tip creep point that was been mentioned in the Guardian by Alexander Hurst. I mean, he's talking about the fact that it's now this expectation that you tip, and you see it more and more often, Bernie, where, you know, now when you're handed the debit machine or you're paying with your card, it's just the tip is automatically there. 10, 15, 18%, or you can add your custom tip.
Well, I would find that quite high too. And, you know, it also depends on how deep your pockets are, if you can actually afford to do this tipping, because you're already maybe going out, spoiling yourself on something or other. And, you know, you just may not be able to give that extra fiver or ten or whatever the case may be. So really, you know, we've got to just be accountable for ourselves. And I don't know about this peer pressure. OK, I can understand it to a certain extent. But, you know, you give what you can afford. And certainly, if I find that I am impressed by somebody's demeanour, their, you know, whatever, their serving skills, if it is in a restaurant or whatever the case may be, I may feel, yes, at my discretion, I will tip. But otherwise, nobody's going to make me feel I should. I don't really get that.
Are there certain industries you always tip, Bernie, or some that you don't?
I always feel I have to tip at the hair salon. That would be one.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny you say that, because quite a few people texting in when I mentioned that to say, should you always tip your hairdresser? I would always tip my hairdresser.
Yeah. Again, it's discretionary. And I think it's something, it's a bit of a culture, isn't it? There are certain places, like if the porter helps you up with your bags, you know, sometimes they might stand there waiting.
I know.
Especially if you're abroad. It is an expectation. But again, it's down to all of us to make that decision ourselves. And it does really rest on your the service, the good service. If it's exceptional, you're going to give more.
Would you tip a hairdresser, Lucy?
Oh, God, yes.
Definitely. Always, would you? Yeah.
Yes.
Quite a few people asking that today, actually.
There was a time I used to get panic attacks when I'd go to the hairdresser, beauticians, and went like that. It wasn't because it was the hairdresser, it was just me. And a lot of the time, they're very understanding, and they'd get me a cup of tea or whatever, and then off we go. So, you know, you never know what kind of a person you're going to get sitting down in your hairdresser's chair. You never know what's going on in their lives. So if you make their life a bit easier, isn't it up to that person to reciprocate in yeah. some way in that beauty with a tip?
Well, you're also there for a long period of time as well. What about you, Eugene? Well, yeah. Do you tip?
Me, I do. I do tip, yes. Hello, can you hear me?
I can indeed. Would you always tip, Eugene?
Not always. The text I sent you in there had to do with a cafe that was a queue-up one and where you serve yourself. And normally I wouldn't tip, but as I said in my text to you, that there was this young girl, I have a 16-year-old daughter, just started in a cafe myself, and this young girl was excellent. And I approached her afterwards, told her so, and asked her if I could leave a tip.
Yeah.
And she said that it would have to be put in a tip jar and that she wouldn't get any of it because only the senior staff were being tipped. And I left the tip anyway because I had it in my hand and I put it in the tip jar and I left. And the next couple of days later, it struck me again and I called the restaurant and asked for the manager and the manager denied that the tips were...
You called them out on it.
I did, but the manager more or less hung up on me. She was cross and she said she was too busy to discuss it, that the young kid lied and that she didn't know why the kid would lie like that. But I can't imagine any 16-year-old kid in this day and age refusing a tip and lying just for the sake of it.
Mm.
So there's nothing I could have done really, but, you know, I think that tips should be, and I think it's, I'm not sure about this, Andrea, but I think it's unlawful not to divide the tips equally.
Yeah, well, so that's what I would have assumed, that it has to be. If it's going to be a centralised system, that it's got to be divided out among everyone, despite seniority or whether it's just senior staff. But typically, Eugene, would you tend to tip if you were out for lunch or a meal?
Yes, I would, Andrea, because I think... like I've travelled a lot in Europe and Germany and places like in Germany mainly, and there's a tipping culture there. Not the same as the States, it wouldn't have to be 14%, but, you know, rounding up tips kind of thing. And so I got used to it, and here I would. No, not an awful lot, like, but, you know, I would. I'd always tip, if, especially if things were good, you know.
Listener here says, Andrea, you were in France recently, so was I. Every restaurant we left a tip and the staff were surprised and delighted. Struck me they weren't used to it. I did notice that. I'm really grateful if we were out for a meal or, you know, a lunch for during the day, a few of us, and you'd leave a tip. Staff were extremely grateful. And similar observation to that, listener, did it was actually a bit of a talking point among the group. It was as though they were not obviously used to getting that. Ordered a pint in a bar in Stockholm, says this texter. I got it, along with an iPad suggesting a tip from 15% up. They didn't speak one word to me. What would I leave a tip for? Margaret says, a small cafe I know is a sign at the till asking, who tips better? Men or women? I thought it was so rude, along with their sign saying they wouldn't serve bus tours if they were busy, or if they weren't busy, they would be 25 to 30 minute wait for service. Words to that effect. Welcome to the tourist. How are you? Says Margaret.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.